Time to close it now. The podcast that's revolutionizing the HVAC and home improvement trades industries. Get ready to dive deep into the world of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. We're turning up the heat on industry standards and cooling down misconceptions. And we're not just talking about fixing vents and adjusting thermostats. It's about the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. We're the driving force inspiring top performers who crave excellence, not only in their professional endeavors, but also in fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. This is Close It Now, where excellence meets excitement. Let's get to work. Now your host, Sam Wakefield.
Okay, have you ever felt like your timing was just off? Even when everything else was right. You had the idea, you had the ability, but something in you said, not yet. If you're honest, maybe you've been waiting weeks, maybe months. You're not lazy, you're just trapped in the illusion of readiness. But here's the truth. Ready is a myth, and perfection, here's a quote, this is quotable, perfection is just procrastination with a tuxedo. So today we are going to talk about perfection. Are you one of those people that falls victim to that? So we are going to get into that. But first, let's get into some what's in your cup. I took a break last week. If you were paying attention, if you are an avid follower of the show, I did a 9-part series on the energy in the sales conversation. And I was last week actually training in Chicago. I trained two different companies in Chicago. Big shout out to Perfect Temp in Rockford, Illinois. And then also On the Mark in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. So that was really, 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 really fun. And I'll tell you why here in a minute, because I had a cool big start from the beginning moment. We'll get into that, but let's do some what's in your cup. So today I actually have some iced coffee in my cup from my pot of hot coffee from this morning. So I threw some in the fridge, and it is the Isagenix. I haven't talked about this one in a bit. It's the Isagenix Organic. One thing that I really like about their coffee is it's pretty neutral in that, you know, a lot of coffees, they are acidic and sometimes give people heartburn, those types of things. This one doesn't. They've actually balanced the pH and then also added in some MCT oil and a little bit of coconut oil and a few minerals in it. So it is healthy for you. So that's what's in my cup today. It's iced with a splash of dairy in here. What is in your cup? There's several people who have messaged me and said that when I ask that, a lot of times it's an energy drink or what's your latte of the day? Are you drinking tea? Where are you at? So I'm actually double fisting it because my other drink here is the Steez organic green tea in peach. So that is the other drink that I have. But let's toast this episode, toast to you, because you are out there in Drive Time University making it happen today. So let's everybody take a drink together, and then we'll get into this episode. 3, 2, 1. All right. Next thing I want to do is make a super quick shout out. All right. So this is, and you've heard this gentleman's name a lot lately because he keeps showing up. So today he dropped a review on my Facebook page, on my profile. So if you're out there and you would like to leave me a review, if you've gotten value from the podcast or from any of my coachings or trainings over the years, I would love for you to leave a review. Go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a 5-star review there. You can review me at Google, or the one place that most people forget about is you can actually leave reviews on a Facebook profile. So this one is from Mr. Brian O'Boyle, and he is my Irish brother from a different mother. And he says, just discovered Sam Wakefield's latest Close It Now episode and flew to Boston for his relentless event. Mind blown. Those reframing tips had me pivoting mid-call today like a pro. Sales no longer feels like pulling teeth. Sam's charging my confidence battery on and off the mic. Highly recommend for anyone who wants to close more deals and have fun doing it. So thank you, Mr. O'Boyle. If you know him, you know he goes by Bob, because Brian O'Boyle is absolutely a little easier than, I guess, Brian. I don't know. But I love it. And thanks, man. I appreciate the review. For all of you out there, it is the more reviews that I get, the better guests that I get to have on this show. I don't know if you knew this, but when I am trying to book people in the show, when I reach out, a lot of times, especially the higher profile guests, there are gatekeepers. And the gatekeepers look for how many reviews does this podcast have, and how is it rated? So just like your company, I also thrive on reviews. So I would love for you to leave me a review. If I read your review and you hear it, message me. And right now we are still doing a free 1 hour coaching session as a thank you for leaving me a 5-star review. So make sure to capture that, because that is a $1,000 value. That is the cost of my hour right now because of the availability. And I will tell you, along those lines, I have 3 more spots left. My calendar is almost full for my one-on-one coaching clients. I have 3 more spots left. And when they are full, they are going to be full. This session, this term, is a 9-month one-on-one session that we're doing right now. And I'm here to tell you that this will probably be the last one-on-one sessions that I'll be doing for a while. I've got a lot going on with some of the other areas of Close It Now. We're doing a lot with TradeScale, where we're taking companies and we're partnering with them and not taking ownership like a lot of the douchebag platforms out there that are going on right now that steal your companies and then clean you out. But there's some gross stuff going on in our industry. That is not what we're doing. But what we are doing is partnering with companies, helping you fill in all of the gaps for all of the places in your business where you need systems. We're coming in, we're doing that in 30 to 45 days. And then we're creating you a machine so you can grow, and not only grow, so you can scale. And I want you to know something. There is a major difference between growing and scaling. And so we talk about that. We can talk about that in depth. But what that looks like is we will work with you until you say stop or exit. So it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful combination. And we're going to have some really cool stories coming up, because I've got a couple of case study companies that we are working with right now. So have your ear out. You're going to be hearing a lot about it and seeing a lot about it. So make sure to join the Facebook group. I'm sure I'll be doing a lot of lives from those training sessions so you can get a taste of what that is like. So back to the one-on-one coaching. However, there's 3 spots left. When they're full, they're full. And that is where we're at right now. So I want you to know, if you want the opportunity to do one-on-one coaching with me, that window is closing. So make sure to get... So I'm sure those 3 spots will fill up here ASAP, and when they're gone, because that's all the hours I have in the week to allot to that. So let's get into this episode. So this episode is for those of you who have, you've got ideas sitting on your hard drive, you've got offers you haven't launched, you've got training you haven't implemented, conversations you keep postponing until you feel quote unquote ready. We're pulling back the curtain here today. This is perfectionism, procrastination, and the main thing is why 80% done is the secret weapon of top performers. I can speak to this from experience. This is part of our identity and energy series. So I've got a couple episodes in this. So springboarding out of the energy series, we've need to talk about how to, we're getting a little more boots on the ground and how to implement some of this stuff. So where we're not just talking tactics, we're rebuilding who you are as a salesperson, leader, and human. So that's who we are. We are working to become someone worth buying from. All right, so here is the lie, the not ready lie. Let's start here. So I've got a question for you. Where in your life are you waiting for permission to start? I want you to really think about this. Where in your life are you waiting for permission to start? Because perfectionism is often fear in disguise. It feels like preparation, but it's really protection from being judged, from failing, from not being enough. It's a lot of different things, but that's what procrastination is. So that is, we have to start there. We have to know what it is before we can analyze it and, you know, unpack it and be able to move past it. Because something that I heard a good while back from my buddy Jimmy Jays is, and I don't remember where he quotes this from, but a problem that is well-defined is half solved. A problem well-defined is half solved. So we're unpacking perfectionism today. Perfectionism often marries with procrastination. And so that's what we're talking about. And so we delay because we think, you know, I'll start once and this is a big one. I see this all the time. When I'm training scripting and when I'm training, you know, in different locations or with, or even online, we're doing virtual sessions or in person, you know, we'll work on somebody's pitch. We'll work on somebody's scripting, work on their intro. I had this one gentleman, I'm not going to name names, but he told me, you know, we coached together for several months and he said, okay, I'm waiting to use this until I got it down perfectly. And every single session, I was like, dude, stop it, stop it, stop it. You have to get in the field. You have to use it. You have to use it. And he never, ever did. And it was so frustrating to me on my side because I'm leading this horse to water, but I can't make him drink. So that's why we say success happens at the speed of implementation. Do not wait. And if you're waiting until you have it down perfectly to use it, you're waiting too long and it will never be perfect and you're never going to use it. So, you know, and then also here's one, social media. We know we can generate a ton of business from social media. That's been really the main source of my business for a lot of years now, not just in Close It Now, but also in the solar company that I was with for 3 years. Also in the HVAC, last one I was in the field with HVAC. I mean, did that for a decade. I was constantly posting videos and so many people would reach out to me to have me look at their projects because of what they had seen on my Facebook page, which was incredible to me, but it makes total sense because it's leverage. You can get in front of a lot of people very efficiently when you do that. So that's so much of, but so many people say, well, you know, when I feel confident enough, then I'll start posting. Well, then you'll never get it done. Or I'll launch when I get every step mapped out. Say you are that person that you want to open your own company, but you feel like you have to have every single thing mapped out first. Well, I'll tell you what, I think of it like this. I live in Austin. And say that I want to take my family to vacation in, we'll call it Orlando, Florida. I'm going to take them to Disney World. Well, I don't wait to start driving out of my driveway until every single light between here and Florida is green. I don't even know what it looks like between here and there. No, you go, you start moving, and you're waiting for it. You go for the best next step. So you get to the next light and it turns green, and the next one it turns green. You don't wait till they're all green at the same time. That's stupid. And so that's what's happening if you're waiting to start your business until it's all mapped out, or you're waiting to, you know, post until everything is complete. Don't delay, because here's what happens. When you delay, it becomes a habit. And what feels responsible, you know, we're like, oh, I'm being responsible. It's actually resistance. So here is a concept that I want you to adopt into your life. I either win or I learn, but I do not wait. I either win or I learn, but I do not wait. So lesson time. I know you're in Drive Time University, and thank you all for listening to me right now while you're in Drive Time University. But here's your homework, everyone. I want you to write down one thing that you've been putting off. And ask yourself, what would happen if I did this at 80% complete this week? Write down the one thing that you've been putting off, and instead of waiting for it to be perfect, what would happen if you did it if it was just 80% complete? I want you to write that down, because what we're about to talk about is the power of 80% done. This is the secret sweet spot of momentum. This is the secret weapon that top performers use to actually GSD, get shit done. So the reason 80% is the sweet spot. 80% means it's done enough to test, to refine, to ship, to launch, whatever it is, whatever you're doing, 80% is done enough. Because what happens is when we're thinking about perfection, this is really a trap, because perfection often adds really zero real value. It delays the rewards. When you're trying to get to 100% before feedback, it's like trying to bake the perfect cake without ever tasting the batter or without ever tasting any cakes. You want feedback. We've got to create this feedback loop so we can get better along the way. We're not creating this fantasy world that, oh, if I follow this, it's going to be perfect every time. No, we know this. And so here's an analogy to help you out with this. You wouldn't perfect the recipe before baking the first version. No, you bake your cake and then you improve on it. You adjust the ingredients so it's more like what you're wanting, that your desired outcome. So it's the same in sales. It's the same in when you're putting out content. It's the same when you're building a product. It's the same with your habits. So the thing is, when we get to the 80%, this is what in product development or businesses, they call the MVP, the minimum viable product. That means it's good enough to use. And then through the feedback loop, that's how we start to really make the difference and close the rest of that 20% that's left. We do that by testing it. We do that by trial and error. And it's okay, because truly successful people, they launch something knowing there's parts of it that are wrong, and it's okay, and they accept it, because remember that mindset, I either win or I learn. So here's something I want you to make this your mantra. Launch it messy, perfect it live. Launch it messy, perfect it live. Done is the door to discovery. Adopt that. If it's 80%, it's done, and we can get it out there, we can launch it messy. This is when you're practicing your scripts. I've got it enough that I can get out there and use it. Because I'll tell you, something usable is 1,000 times better than something that you're trying to perfect that you never use. Because that means you're getting zero traction with it. But let's apply it to sales too, especially with scripts. They don't know what it's supposed to sound like. It's just like when you're playing a song on stage, if you're a musician or if you're in theater, they don't know what it's supposed to sound like. So if you mess up, they don't know. In fact, professionals make just as many as many mistakes as amateurs. You would just never know they do because they just keep going. They're like, oh, okay, fun. Make it fun. So launch it messy, perfect it live. Done is the door to discovery. So here is your next piece of homework. Choose one thing to launch, test, say, or share this week. Even if it's only 80%, the version that exists beats the version that lives only in your head. So make it live, make it real. So this is the trap of being an 80% high performer. Because let's flip this coin a little bit. Because there's a different kind of 80% problem that I want to call out, because I have lived it. And I have a suspicion that some of you have as well. So most of my life, I lived at 80%. If you're naturally good at a lot of things, you know, school, music, sports, I wouldn't necessarily say that about sports with myself, except unless it's weightlifting, but communication. When you're naturally good at some things or a lot of things, I never had to really give it all. 80% got me accolades, it got me praise, it got me results, it got me opportunities. But what I didn't realize is 80% became my ceiling. It made me complacent. When I hit my, so here's what happened. I hit my 40s because I'm older than a lot of people think I am. I hit my 40s and I started wondering, what would life look like if I actually gave it 100%? What if I actually stopped cruising, just, cruise control? What if I dropped the vices? That's why I am a year and a half sober now, no alcohol. What if I went all in on who I'm supposed to be? I started asking myself those questions, and I want you to ask yourself that question too. Are you the person that you're naturally good at a lot of things, and so you only ever have to give 80% to be maybe head and shoulders above most of your peers? Is that you? And I have a suspicion it is, because most of the people I've met in sales, especially sales in home services and in the trades, are this person, because we're good enough that we get some pretty solid numbers, but we just kind of cruise. We take it easy when we should not necessarily always be taking it easy. And so good was the enemy of great in my life. And I don't want that to be the same thing for you. Comfort was my drug. And I really think I'm not the only one here. I know there's people listening to this right now who are coasting at 80%. And the thing is, nobody knows it but you. You've been praised your whole life for being the talented one. But what would happen if you actually turned it all on? What would happen if you kicked in your afterburners and said, you know what, let's see for a year. What would it look like if I gave 100%? Because here's the thing, you're not afraid of failure. You're afraid, I'm going to say this again because it's starting. I wrote these notes and I'm getting emotional reading them. You're not afraid of failure. You're afraid of finding out what you're really capable of. I'm going to say that again for the all of you 80% people. You're not afraid of failure. I'm here to suggest that maybe you're afraid of finding out what you're really capable of, because you will never know just how far you can go until you reach that limit. And I will tell you, it's way further than you think. So I want you to ask yourself. So here's the work that I want you to do in this episode, in this part of the episode. We've got homework in this episode, so I want you to be able to so go into the show notes. The transcript is there, so these questions will be there. I want you to ask yourself, am I using talent as a crutch in my life? Also, ask yourself, what would 100% look like? What would 100% feel like? Now, what's one behavior, one choice, one commitment you can make this week that aligns with your full capacity? I want you to figure these questions out. Write them down. Put them in a comment if you want. Shoot me a message directly. I'm happy to have this conversation with you to help you figure this out and help you see your true potential. Where is your vision? Let's help you dream again. Because imagine the freedom of no longer waiting, of doing the thing, not perfectly, but doing the thing powerfully. What would that be like? Imagine walking into your life not 80% alive, not 80% present, but fully engaged. That's what we're doing here. We're not just building skill, we're building self. So this podcast, this work, this calling, it's not about getting you better scripts. It's about getting you back, all of you. I want you to walk in your true power, because that is the only way you'll be able to show up in your authenticity in your life, with your family, with your at work, with your coworkers, in your sales appointments. That's the only way you're going to be able to show up at your maximum potential. You cut me monologuing here. I am so passionate about this, and I hope you can hear it in the intensity in my voice, because it's truly something that's coming from my heart right now. This is why I close it now, why we're on a mission. This is a movement to truly change the face of an entire industry, and I hope you can feel the difference here. Because the thing is, so let's recap. Perfectionism is fear wearing a mask. That's all perfectionism is. It's just fear wearing a mask. 80% done is the launch pad for all momentum. Waiting to be ready keeps you stuck. And cruising at 80% might be the most dangerous trap of all because you're getting stuck in a rut. And I hope you know what a rut is. A rut is a grave with both ends kicked out, and you do not want to be there, especially for long term. So we're here to walk, not when it's perfect, but when it's possible, and that's now. So we're here to take the steps. So here's my call to action for you. If this landed, I want you to pause right now and leave a review. That's how this movement grows. But DM me. Tell me the, shoot me a message. I want you to shoot me an email, sam@closeitnow.net. You can go to the website, closeitnow.net, fill out the form, and there's a message box in there. Message me or hop on Facebook, join the Facebook group, and you can absolutely connect with me on there. Search Close It Now. The Facebook group will come right up. Find me, Sam Wakefield on Facebook, and I want you to shoot me a message that says, I'm done waiting. You can find me on Instagram at the real Close It Now. Shoot me a message wherever you're at. Message me, say, I'm done waiting, and I'll know you're serious about this shift. Let's talk. This is not a sales pitch to try to, if you want a coaching, absolutely go for it. We've got 3 spots left. We'll plug you in. But this is not what this is about. I want you to message me, and I will help hold you accountable to take these steps because you deserve more in your life than you're living up to. You have more potential inside of you. You've got so much left in the tank that you're ready to pour out onto the field. I know it. And I'm here to inspire, encourage, and motivate you to take that step. Okay, so stay tuned because in the next episode, we're going to dive deeper into what I call the 80% life. What it costs, what it reveals, and how to rise out of it. Got a sneak peek here, but there's more that I want to cover with this. And so we're going to dive deeper in the next episode. So what I want you to do is share this with the person in your life who is stuck playing small, the person that's coasting or just needs permission to move again. That is what I want you to do. So thank you for listening to this episode. I am so grateful for every single one of you. If you don't have a daily gratitude practice, I highly recommend that. We started one out of the Facebook group. So join the Facebook group and there's a chat thread. If you didn't know this, there's a chat thread for objection handling and sales tips and tricks. There's also one for daily gratitude moments. If you don't have a daily gratitude practice in your life, go join the Facebook group, join that chat thread. Every single day, I post my daily gratitude in there, and I know a ton of people in the group use that as our daily gratitude moment. It's so awesome to reset and to focus on the things we're grateful in life because you cannot live an 80% life if you start focusing on gratitude. So thank you for listening, everybody. If you got some value from this, make sure to share it with somebody that could use it. And you know how we do this. I want you to go be someone worth buying from.
You've been listening to the Close It Now podcast. Our passion is to dive headfirst into the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. And at the same time, covering fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, find the website at closeitnow.net. Find us on Instagram at @TheRealCloseItNow and on Facebook at @CloseItNow. See you next time.